This week, his family, the PNG Rugby League fraternity and everyday Papua New Guineans said goodbye to Kato Otio. The 23-year-old died early last week after collapsing during a training run with his former teammates from the PNG Hunters. As they wait to get answers from the results of a post-mortem, experts and those who treated him continue to confirm it's likely he died from extreme heat stroke, with his vital organs shutting down one by one.
A provisional diagnosis of severe exceptional heat stroke was made by our emergency team, and then the resuscitation method that was given was according to the management of severe heat stroke treatment, management. And then, he was stabilized, even though he's very critical.
Stephen Yenny is the CEO of Gerahu Hospital, where Kato Otio was first taken. But in cases of heat stroke, time is critical. Experts say it's a matter of life and death. And Dr. Yenny says a delay in bringing Kato in was dangerous.
The big delay was that, when he collapsed on the road, when he collapsed at the site of the incident, there was a delay on the timing and also the vehicle to get in quickly to get us through so we can institute the, initial heat stroke resuscitation method, the management method that we need to put in.
A decision was made to transfer Kato Otio to a larger hospital with intensive care facilities. The Pacific International Hospital, where he later died, has said it received no medical referral or transfer notes from Gerahu. Dr. Yenny rejects that.
There was no communication between, PIH and Gerahu. It was completely not true. These are not factual information.
As much of Australia swelters today, questions continue here too about player welfare in the heat.
He is hurting badly.
Tennis players competing in the Australian Open are expected to play in temperatures over 40 degrees. But when asked if Kato Otio's death might push the tournament to consider doing more, the tournament director Craig Tiley says their policies are already best practice.
We're one of the only that has a heat policy, and we make it very clear is that when the wet bulb globe reading reaches a certain threshold, as well as the air temperature, and that combined number is at that point, then we close the roofs and play continues. And that's what's great about having three stadiums with a retractable roof. But also right throughout the site, we have misters, we have plenty of water. For the players, we have ice vests, there's longer periods of rest. Player welfare is always number one on our list. And we have a great medical staff, and they'll make that assessment. Tennis is an interesting and different sport in that there are a lot of stop and start opportunities. And generally what happens when players overheat, that they're unable to continue to hit the ball net. But our goal is never to get to that point.
In Kato Otio's case, medical staff at both hospitals are maintaining they provided the best care they could. Requests for further comment from PNG Rugby League have so far not been answered. Dr. Yenny from Gerahu Hospital says while it is rare for fit athletes like Kato Otio to die, it's not unheard of.
Normally, if you look at the literature, it's that heat stroke is more common in children younger than 4 years old and elderly more than 65 years old. But it also can happen to younger fit athletes. That's what the literature says. So, obviously, for Kato, we might expect him to develop this problem or we might not expect him. But the other point is that everyone is blaming sorcery. So I can't comment on sorcery because as medical professionals, we can't embrace sorcery in this kind of thing. It's got a straight proper diagnosis that it came to us.
But how can you change those sorts of attitudes? How can you make people in PNG understand that there is a scientific and medical explanation possibly for why someone like Kato Otio could collapse and die from heat exhaustion?
Well, as a responsible in health institution organisation, we need to publish correct information. And then, media advocacy about, certain conditions that happen, public must know in terms of the social advocacy that we need to do. Public can be made aware that, this is a disease. That can happen to anyone, whether somebody's fit or not fit.